Welcome to this demonstration of using VoiceOver in Mountain Lion. In this demonstration, I want to show you the absolutely fantastic new dictation feature now available on your Mac, besides, of course, being available on your iOS device, such as your iPhone 4S or indeed the new iPad. So before I get started, let me say that my MacBook Pro is turned on. VoiceOver is running, and as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with the VoiceOver command Shift VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the Control and Option keys held down together. So that's Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D, and I'll do that now.
Desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
Okay, now mine's already turned on for my dictation feature, but you will have to turn it on yourself because it's actually off by default. And of course, to get to that, you would go to System Preferences. I'm going to go to my System Preferences by going to my Dock with VOD or Control Option D.
Dock, System Preferences, 11 of 23.
And that's already selected, so I'm going to do VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
System Preferences. System Preferences, Window, Toolbar.
And of course, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Preference panes, scroll area.
Okay, I'm going to interact with that scroll area or the preference pane area with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with preference panes, scroll area. 33 items, personal.
And I want to jump down to dictation, so I'm just going to do DI.
Dictation, new line and speech button.
Okay, there's dictation and speech. Now, you might have heard it say new line. That's because at the moment I've got all punctuation turned on. Because when we do some voice dictation, I want to allow you to just hear what's actually happened when I do my voice dictation. And of course, I turn the all punctuation on by doing VOV, Control Option V for Victor, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow over to punctuation, and then VO up arrow to get to all punctuation. And I just press the escape key to then dismiss that VoiceOver verbosity dialog box. Okay, so we want to get to, so let's just double check where our cursor is with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Dictation new line and speech button is in the VoiceOver cursor.
Okay,
so you are currently on a button.
Dictation and speech is the one we want, and of course I just shut up VoiceOver then with the control key. Let's do VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Press dictation and speech window toolbar.
Okay, VO right or Control Option right to explore the pane.
Dictation. Selected tab, 1 of 2.
Okay, so I've got dictation.
Text-to-speech tab, 2 of 2.
And text-to-speech. So in effect, there's no longer a speech option in System Preference anymore. It's now called dictation and speech. And in there, you've got dictation and the text-to-speech tab, where, of course, you would change the parameters for your system voice, etc. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow, keep going through.
Dictation colon. On dictation colon, so off dictation colon, radio button, 2 of 2.
Yeah, it's a radio button. Of course, mine's already currently turned on. And of course, if I wanted to turn it off now, I could just do Control Option spacebar or VO spacebar on this option that says off. Keep going through. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
USB audio codec menu button.
Okay, that's the currently my microphone through my mixer that it will be currently using. Now, if I wanted to change mics, I could do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Menu, 3 items.
Okay, VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Checkmark, automatic.
Automatic, which is currently what it's set to, so it's switched automatically to my mixer mic.
Internal microphone.
That's internal microphone.
USB audio codec.
And USB audio codec, which is the name of my mic stroke mixer. Okay, so for example, let me just use the internal microphone for the moment.
Internal microphone.
I just did VO up arrow, so Control Option spacebar or VO spacebar on that one.
Closing menu, internal microphone, menu button.
Okay, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Use dictation wherever you can type text period. To start dictating comma, use the shortcut or select start dictation from the edit menu period.
Okay, so choose dictation from the edit menu where you can normally type in or use the shortcut, and the shortcut key is VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Shortcut colon. Press FN left paren function right paren key twice. Shortcut colon. Pop-up button.
Okay, so you can press the FN key twice to start dictation, and of course press it again twice to stop dictation. but you can also change the keys that you want to use for voice dictation. So if I do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Menu 6 items check mark. Press FN left parent function right parent key twice.
Okay, VO down, Control Option down.
Press right command key twice.
Press right command key twice. VO down, Control Option down.
Press left command key twice.
Press left command key twice. Down again.
Press either command key twice.
Press either command key twice.
Customize ellipsis.
Okay, or you can customize it. Okay, so for the moment, I'm just going to press the escape key.
Closing menu. Press FN left parent function right parent key twice. Shortcut colon. Pop-up okay, button.
VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Language colon.
Language.
English left parent, Australia right parent. Language colon. Pop-up button.
Okay, so at the moment, mine's currently set on English Australia. If I did VO spacebar on that, Control Option spacebar.
Menu 6 items check mark. English left parent, Australia right parent.
Okay, VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
English left parent, United Kingdom right parent.
English, United Kingdom.
English left parent, United States right parent.
English, United States.
French.
French.
German.
German.
Japanese.
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 And the beep, of course, saying that we're down the bottom of that list. I don't want to make any changes, so I'm just going to press the escape key.
Closing menu. English left parent, Australia right parent. Language colon.
And of course, if you wanted to choose one of those, you would do VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar on one of the languages. Okay, we'll keep going through. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
About dictation and privacy ellipsis button.
About dictation and privacy.
Help button.
Help.
Help button.
Okay, and we're at the end. So basically, I've currently got my dictation turned on. I've chosen my language, which is in this case English Australia. So I can now close that panel with Command W.
Finder, desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
Okay, and I'm back to my desktop. So I'm actually going to run TextEdit. So I'm actually going to go to my Applications folder with Shift-Command-A.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And I'm going to type in TE to jump down to TextEdit.
TextEdit, period. App application.
Okay, and I'm going to do Command-O to open it.
Open. TextEdit.
And let's do a new document.
New, now in Untitled 2 window, edit text.
And let's interact with the new document with Shift-VO down arrow for the interact command.
Interact with edit text.
And now we can start dictating. Now the dictation feature will only run up to 30 seconds at a time if you just keep talking. So it will actually time out and go and process what you say. And remember that it's actually going back to the Apple servers when you do your voice dictation. So that's why that privacy option was in the system preferences panel to give information about what information is passed back to the Apple servers, such as your name, information about your contacts, and that sort of stuff. Okay, so I'm going to start dictating. I'm actually going to do some favorite sentences of mine that I do when I'm testing out voice dictation or just typing in general. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the function key twice. You'll hear a beep. I'll then start talking and do some voice dictation extra features such as, say, comma, new line, new paragraph, etc. And then when I'm finished talking, I will then hit the function key again. You'll hear a beep. And then it should read back to us what I've just spoken into the voice dictation. So I'll do that now. Hi, comma. This is a test from David on his Mac using Mountain Lion with VoiceOver. Full stop. New line. I hope this really does work, comma, because I like to use useless common sentences when I'm practicing. Full stop. New paragraph. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Full stop. New paragraph. David.
Hi, comma. This is a test from David on his Mac using not online with voice period. New line. I hope this really does work, comma, because I like to use the useless common sense is an impressive period. New line. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog period. New line. David.
Okay, so as you can tell, I got a few words slightly incorrect. That's probably because I wasn't speaking clearly. But as you can tell, it really does work quite nicely, and it does read back to you what you've just dictated into it, of course, in my case, using VoiceOver. Now, if I want to check where I am, I'm just going to do VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Currently on line 6, word, David, bottom of document, okay, so is in the VoiceOver cursor. Insertion at end of text.
Okay, so I'm at the bottom of the document. So basically, the trick is when you're dictating into a document, you put the cursor where you want to, start dictating, and then start dictation. Okay, so that's using it in TextEdit. And of course, as I said, you can use it anywhere you can actually type in using the keyboard. So I'm going to press Command Q to quit out of text edit.
Finder, Applications, Window, List View, Table, Text Edit, period. App Application.
Okay, let me just go back to my desktop to keep things nice and tidy.
Dropbox, selected alias.
Okay, now I'm actually going to use Spotlight with my voice dictation now to find a document on my Mac. So I'm going to do Command Spacebar. What is new in Mountain Lion?
What is new in Mountain Lion?
Okay, I'm going to press the down arrow key.
What's new in Mountain Lion and voiceover period? RTF documents.
Okay, and there's the document I wrote about what's new in Mountain Lion and voiceover. And of course, if I did VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Tech now in what's new in Mountain Lion and voiceover period. RTF window, edit text insertion at beginning of text.
Okay, I've just opened up the document in text edit. So again, as you can see, you can actually use it for using Spotlight. Let's do another option. Let's go and use it in Safari. So I'm going to close text edit down with Command Q.
Text edit has new window, finder, desktop.
And I'm going to launch Safari. I've got keyboard commander currently turned on. Of course, that's enabled by doing Shift VOK or Shift Control Option K for voiceover. And I'm going to press my right option key and S for Safari.
Safari, HTML content.
I'm going to do Command L for location.
Open location ellipsis.
Okay, so I did Command L, open location. And then from location now, I can type in a web address or a Google search now in Safari and Mountain Lion. Function key twice for voice dictation, say what I have to say, and then press function key again twice to stop dictating and hit the enter key to do a Google search. So I'm going to search for the Apple accessibility page. Apple accessibility page.
Selection replaced. Apple accessibility page.
Okay, I'm going to hit the enter key.
Apple accessibility page. Highlighted.
So I'm going to uninteract with Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
Okay, and I jump to the bottom of the window with, and because I'm using a MacBook Pro keyboard, it's Shift VO function right arrow, which is the end key.
HTML content.
Okay, I'm going to interact with the HTML area with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with HTML content.
Okay, and I do VO Command H or Control Option Command H for heading.
Heading level 2, search options. Heading level 2, search results. Heading level 3, visited link. Apple dash accessibility.
Okay, let me see what that is. So let's do VO writer or Control Option writer. We're to the next line.
Entering main landmark, results details button. www period. Apple period. com/accessibility/United States.
It's the one that I want. So I'm going to go back to the previous link with Shift VO Command L or Shift Control Option Command L.
Heading level 3, visited link, Apple dash accessibility.
And VO spacebar control.
Press
spacebar.
Visited link, Apple dash accessibility.
And if I wanted to check what web page I'm now currently sitting on, I can do VO F2 or Control Option F2.
Apple dash accessibility window.
Okay, and there we go. So I'm going to do Command Q to close down Safari.
Finder, desktop, Dropbox alias.
So again, I've used voice dictation in Google search on Safari, and I'll just show you one more option where it's very nice to use voice dictation on your Mac, and that of course is in the new Messages application. So I'm going to go to my Applications folder with Shift Command A.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And type in ME for Messages.
Messages period. App and application.
Command A to open.
Messages, Messages window, edit text.
Okay, now I want to send a new message to my wife, so I'm going to do Command N.
New message, :, edit text.
Now I'm just going to pause the recording and type in her mobile phone number because I'm sure she doesn't want it on the podcast, so I'm going to do her number now. Okay, so I've just typed in her phone number. I'm going to press the tab key.
Leaving scroll area, edit text.
Okay, and now I'm going to type in the message, in this case, not using the keyboard, but voice dictation. So I'm going to do function key twice. So I would need to say, and then function key twice to stop my dictation. So FN twice. Hi, comma, please ignore this message, comma, as I am just testing voice dictation in Mountain Lion on the Mac, full stop.
Hi, comma, please ignore this message, comma, as I am just testing voice dictation in the online on the Mac, period.
Okay, so as you can tell, it's slightly got it incorrect, but that'll do for the time being. I find even when I'm using Siri on my iPhone 4S or the new iPad, as long as it gets the gist most of the time, I don't worry about correcting. And of course, I could now actually edit it if I wanted to before I send it, but I don't want to. I'm just going to hit the Enter key.
Edit text.
Okay, and I've just heard my wife's phone go off in the other room, so I know it's been sent. Okay, so I'm going to press Command Q to close messages.
Finder, Applications, Window, List View, Table, Messages, period.
Okay, I've still got my Applications window open, so I'm going to Command W to close that.
Close window, now in desktop, Dropbox, Alias.
And we're back to the desktop. So that concludes this demonstration of using the voice dictation feature now available on the Mac using Mountain Lion. Remember that you do have to turn it on. So in brief, you would go to System Preferences, Dictation and Speech, and enable it with the radio button to turn dictation on. And then by default, you can use the FN or function key, press it twice, say what you need to say, press the key again, and that will then translate your dictation into text, and you can use it in whatever application you like. So for example, we did Text Edit, Spotlight, Safari, Messages, and so on. So that concludes this demonstration on the new voice dictation feature available on your Mac. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this demonstration. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.